the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Episode 13 of the Sports Report Podcast. Good to be back and be in the saddle once again. You guys can call into the show, 706-993-4606. Head over to rantemradio.com. Listen in there as well. Have a lot to talk about since we were last live on the air. First of all, brother had his 46th birthday. Yes. But we also have a lot of stuff to talk about. Home run derby tonight, some stuff in the NBA, some NFL talk. We got a lot to bring to you. But right now, let me head on to line number one and bring in Doom. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Thank you for calling into the Sports Report tonight, as always, my friend. How's your week been?
It's been fine, you know. Got some things that kind of grinded my gears, but we'll discuss that tonight.
Uh-oh. I got a lot to talk about. I didn't mean to go there. I meant to head over to rantemradio.com, which you guys can follow along with me and get your thoughts and opinions in about the world of sports. Let me do that right now. There we go. We are there. I want to say congratulations. Want to say congratulations to Aaron Judge tonight for winning the home run derby. Took 16 swings in the final round to win the home run derby crown. Longest he smashed was 513 feet. Good Lord. So congratulations to Aaron Judge. That was good to see the rookie do his thing. Did you watch the home run derby tonight or were you watching Raw?
No, I was watching Raw tonight.
Okay. Yeah, that home run derby wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad, actually. I guess you could have considered Judge the favorite, and he got it done. So, give him props on that. Let's head on over to the world of pro sports. Let's talk about your boy, your favorite rookie in the NBA right now, Lonzo Ball. Made his debut over the weekend. He was 2-for-15 in field goals in his debut on Friday. However, he did have a triple-double on Saturday. He had 11 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists. Should the Lakers be encouraged by Lonzo's performance?
It is summer league. I looked at a lot of guys in summer league. Nobody's picking up big numbers, so you can't really fault them. Like, because I looked at the Warriors and Cavs play tonight, and the highest scoring person was like 11 points, so I think you got to take summer league with a grain of salt.
Yeah, can't really put too much behind it. I know the Bulls, Lloyd Merkin the other night, just sucked the air out the room. Didn't really have a good game. But it is summer league, so you can't put a whole lot of stock into it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they ain't really no big name. You know, they're just getting these guys to get a feeling of the NBA game.
Let's head on over to another one of your favorite players. James Harden, Houston Rockets, signed biggest contract in NBA history.
He's stealing money.
I was about to ask you, do you think it'll backfire on the Rockets?
Yep. Wow. I have a problem with James Harden. Not it's just like, yeah, he can score, but he doesn't play both ends of the ball. And then the meltdown that he had on game six, if I was the GM, I told you, hey, we'll restructure your contract after this year, because I don't think you can win a championship with James Harden.
Well, management might have thought the same thing. So, enter in Chris Paul. Got a Chris Paul trade last week. Predominant players in that trade. Lou Williams was in that deal. Patrick Beverley, I'm a big Patrick Beverley fan. Heading over to the Clippers. Those are the two main players that the Rockets sent over for Chris Paul. Now, Chris Paul can pick up some of that slack on the defensive end, but what I don't understand, how does this work when you have two ball-dominant guards?
Oh, it's going to be a meltdown. I was watching, I can't think, FS1, Skip and Shannon, they were talking about by midway this season, James Harden going to want the ball, and it's going to be they're going to start having issues.
Well, like I say, they're both ball-dominant guards. It's not like James Harden's a pick-and-pop player. They're both ball-dominant guards. So I don't know how you can make this work. I know you'll take the point guard duties to Chris Paul all day long, but when you come to the offensive side of the basketball, like I say, they're both ball-dominant players. So, and another thing that kind of freaks me out about this deal a little bit from the Harden's point of view, you became an MVP candidate under that offense.
Yep.
And now they take that offense, they take the reins away from you and give them to Chris Paul. Now, all this goes for naught. Well, it still stays the same. If you get Carmelo Anthony, he's a ball dominant player too.
And enough basketball. And everybody keeps going around talking this noise is not looking at these guys need the ball. They don't play unselfish basketball like the Warriors. And you ain't going to beat the Warriors playing ISO ball. You're going to have to play team basketball. So Houston, James Harden's going to be a liability. Who else is going to? Chris Paul, I don't know. Like, you know, he's did good, but he hasn't. I think he might be a little overrated. You know what I'm saying? And he's also injury prone.
I agree with the injury prone part. I agree with that. I don't know about overrated, but I agree with the injury prone part. He definitely needs to stay healthy in order to have success there. Let's move on to boxing for a minute. It was reported today Floyd Mayweather still owes taxes back to 2015. It's being rumored that because of the amount he owes is the reason why he's fighting Conor McGregor.
Now, this is what was grinding my gears, because about a couple years ago when that Pacquiao fight, I got into a real heated argument over people saying that I could foresee Floyd Mayweather going broke, and this is starting to become the signs of the times. He spent too much money and tried to live, you know, the Ric Flair lifestyle that I don't think, you know, the way he doesn't keep money in the bank, or he doesn't practice good money practices. And it's starting to show, like, you know, you shouldn't be having a tax lien from 2 years. You know what I'm saying? How many? It's about what?
2015, 2017 now, 2 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that money compounds interest. So if he had to owe, like, $40 million, it's probably $60 to $70 million now, right, due to interest.
Right.
And I just foresee him in the next 5-10 years, he might lose his fortune just because he's him.
And let's get this perfectly clear. It's not like he's one of us. And what I mean by us, everyday working class Joe.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. We have tax problems as well. But when you're as well off as Floyd is and has blessed to be, and you're flashing all this money around 24/7, it's like, dude, why aren't you handling your business?
Yep.
They can come. We can go down the line of people who's owed the IRS. Hell, they got Al Capone.
I know. They got Mike. They got Red Fox. They got James Brown. You don't get away from tax man.
You ain't gonna get away from the tax man. You know, you better make
IRS.
If you can't pay, you better put some on it. You better make some type of arrangement or put some on it.
And this ain't the first time that Mayweather's been through it.
Yeah, it's the second time that he's going through the issue. So, you know, I sort of kind of question what the heck is going on in this situation.
And it's just like, you know, he spent all this money in strip clubs and all this other stuff. And it's like, dude, you ain't pay your taxes.
Yeah. Handle your business, man. Handle your business. Let's go back to the NBA for a second. Minnesota Timberwolves signs Jamal Crawford, free agent guard from the Clippers. Now, with everything else the Timberwolves have done, does that make them a contender in the West?
They'll be like a 6 or 7 seed, but we gotta see how they play first. Cause you remember like when everybody talking about the Boogie Cousins trade that was gonna be a game changer in the West, that nothing happened. So I wait all this hype stuff out and wait till the season start.
Well, you know the Boogie Cousins trade wasn't gonna go bound to be nothing, at least not in the first year anyway. Because of the front end players, your backcourt players for the Pelicans. So, you know, that wasn't going to be, you know, while it was going to be amazing and everybody thought they could maybe grow out the 8th seed, you knew that they didn't really have a chance to be successful. We got to see how that pans out down the line. But I'm looking at Minnesota as no worse than a 5 seed.
Yo.
No worse. As we all know, Paul George gets traded to the OKC Thunder for a bucket of chicken, some curly fries, and a Diet Coke for the most part. And now you have the Thunder up there. And I kind of like what the Thunder are doing with Paul George and Russell Westbrook. They let go of Oladipo and got rid of his deal, get rid of that ridiculous contract they signed him to. I'm kind of liking what OKC is doing. So I think those two teams between the Timberwolves and OKC, they might battle it out for the 4th, 5th seeds.
Yeah.
I think they might battle that thing out there. Also, while we were gone, Gordon Hayward gets... leaves Utah and tells him, see you, sayonara, I don't want anything more to do with you, to become a Boston Celtic. What do you think about that deal?
Well, he made a basketball decision for him, and he looked at it, was like, everybody's going to the daggone West, let me go to the East and at least make it to the conference finals in Boston instead of potentially getting swept out of the West, you know what I'm saying?
Swept. And I think it's so funny that you saw people. And see, nothing against the fine folks in Utah.
Yeah.
Nothing against the fine folks in Utah. But y'all trying to be gangsters, that's a joke. Y'all up here burning the man jersey up here talking about something. Goodbye, Gordon. Go be LeBron's little B word. Little B word. You trying to be gangster talking about little B word.
Yeah, I mean, this ain't one like the decision or nothing. He didn't just up and leave the spot.
Right.
He made an actual free agent decision. They knew this was coming.
That man was with you for 7 years.
Yeah.
You weren't going nowhere with him.
Mm-hmm. He made a decision for him.
Yeah.
This one, like LeBron just up and leaving. I mean, KD was kind of a shock, but again, you see why. You know, you ain't going to win with Russell Westbrook because he's got too much alpha mentality. But for Gobert to be talking trash, dude, you got a meme for the rest of your life, dog, after Steph Curry embarrassed you, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
You should be quiet on Twitter, dog.
Oh, yeah. And another thing that gets me, too, and let's just be real. Let's just be 100 on this. Don't nobody want to play in Utah.
Nope. Unless you Karl Malone or John Stockton.
Unless you got that mindset, don't nobody want to
play in Utah. What's out there in Utah, man? You can't even, you know, it's...
Rudy Gobert, and you know what? For all that trash that Rudy Gobert is talking, let somebody get him a deal in, in L.A. or New York, something like that.
Nah, man, he got put on. He had his dancing shoes on. And
but let somebody give him a deal with the Knicks.
But they just giving out money, man. It's a lot of dudes as bums getting $100 million.
Well, I was going to talk about that, too. And one of the things that I want to bring into that, people are talking all over Facebook, how come players in other leagues can't get this NBA money? Let's understand.
Baseball, get that.
Yeah. But let's understand this, too. The contract structure in the NBA is a lot different than other leagues. I mean, the longest that you can have a contract long term in terms of years is 5 years.
Not that, but you want to talk about NFL, it's only 16 games. NBA plays
82.
To 82, and that's
just in terms of
the playoffs.
Right.
And then they can't recoup the money with salary. I sat down talking to my uncle with this. NFL guys got to understand, dude, it's 60 guys on a squad, or 50, I can't remember. NBA only got maybe 12 to 16 dudes on a roster. Mm-hmm. And the teams like the Warriors and the Cavs sell out everywhere they go. They make the money. The NFL guys complain about games. They only play 16, dog. They make, you know what I'm saying, in terms of the quantity and scale, they make a lot of money. But they don't put in half the work, as you know what I'm saying.
Right. And like I say, it just kills me, man, that, you know, it's like you only got a 5-year deal. Now, that Lou Alden deal was terrible, and the Lakers need to get out from under that thing. But he only has 2 years left on that deal. And somebody will buy it because it's an expiring contract.
Yeah.
I don't know who will buy it. I hope the Bulls don't do it. But
you goddamn idiots everywhere.
Oh,
you know, like, they're still trading for Dwight Howard.
I want to ask these people, and I should have done a Twitter poll on this. I wasn't thinking about it until just now. Who in the NBA has the worst front office? The Knicks, the Pacers, or the Bulls?
Don't put the Cavaliers. I'm being honest. Cavaliers front office suck.
Oh, they were in the news too. They had a chance to get Jamal Crawford, but didn't want to pay him. That's why Crawford ended up signing in Minnesota.
Who else sucks?
And speaking of Philly Fields, my brother Phil Ray, Tom Buckle Throwbacks, live every Friday at 9 p.m. I'm sorry, you guys. Shameless plug. But check out the show. You'll love it. The New York Knicks signed guard forward Tim Hardaway Jr. to a 4-year, $71 million contract.
Man, keep I didn't know that mind, dude was in the league, man.
Keep in mind, here's the thing that gets me. He was signed. He was drafted by the Knicks, traded to the Hawks.
Won't he cut?
Now he was traded to the Hawks. Now, he did have a great year, 14 points a game. That got him his current deal that he has with the Knicks. Atlanta failed to match. But 4 years, $71 million for a player who you don't know is going to do that for you?
Nope.
No, sir.
And everybody wanted to blame Phil Jackson because everybody loves goddamn Carmelo Anthony. I don't think Phil Jackson's a problem, man. It's Dolan and the Knicks organization as a whole. You know, you don't know what kind of offense they run. You know, it's a lot of other stuff with the Knicks, but I don't think Phil Jackson was the underlying problem. It starts at the top, right, and that's with Dolan.
Right. Now, do you think that with Gordon Hayward signing with Boston, do you think Boston is the biggest threat to the Cavs?
We got to see how they gel, but yeah. I mean, who else? I mean, the Wizards ain't make no moves.
Oh, yeah, they did. They signed their own guy. They signed Otto Porter back. They matched his offer sheet. I'm still trying to figure out how does a mid-range, a low-volume three-point shooter get a deal like that?
Like they're throwing away money. Like I said, it's thievery going out here in the league.
If you look at Otto Porter, he was you could have considered him a bust.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of guys.
And then he gets with the Wizards. You know, he shot 38%, 40% from the field for three this year, but it was a very low volume. You know, he hit like a two for five or 3 for 6, somewhere along that line. Didn't take a whole lot of threes.
Look at how much Jordan made, you know, during his championship years. And look what these guys are making now in salary.
Yeah.
That is sickening. These guys are, like, I don't have an issue with Curry, Durant, LeBron, and them making their salary because they're proven winners.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you get 220-something to, like, James Harden. He ain't even won an MVP yet. He came runner-up, but...
Four-year deal, $228 million for James Harden.
They gave, like, Dwight Howard and the problem is these guys get these deals and they don't even produce. And that's what I have an issue with. It'd be like crunch time, and you just see these guys flake out.
And to your point, Dirk Nowitzki, perfect example. Yeah. The man's a champion.
Yep.
Has been the face of the Dallas Mavericks ever since Steve Nash left.
Yeah.
He signed for a 2-year, $10 million deal. You mean to tell me Dirk Nowitzki isn't worth more than $5 million a year?
Well, also, you blame Mark Cuban for messing up that team. They could have won some more stuff with it, but he broke them up that next year.
But don't come to me. I done helped you in the past sign certain players. And I'm a champion, the face of the team. And you mean to tell me Harrison Barnes is making more money than me? Oh, no.
Oh, man. Like I said, when they signed Harrison Barnes to that contract, these GMs ain't got no balls, man.
No.
It should be across the board. These presidents front end, they look at a dude, all right, yeah, you might have melted down a little bit, but we're not going to finna give you the world right now. We might do, you know what I'm saying? Is Harrison Barnes should have been a 2-time champion. But he disappeared in the finals.
If it was me, if I was Dirk, I'll take this 1 year for $5 and be gone.
Yeah. I mean, he's already got his Hall of Fame credentials.
Already ready to go. A champion, too?
Yep.
Has proven he's the man? Are you going to give me $5 million a year to play? I'll be damned. Hell no. I'm not going out like that.
Well, man... I take the $5 million. I'm in hell. It's to the point where I think me and you could go suit up for some of these teams in the East. You give me $20 million.
And this is completely off the run sheet. Now, you got Jimmy Butler gone. You got Paul George gone. Who's going to be the Eastern Conference All-Star team? Outside of LeBron and Kyrie.
Hell, I don't know.
LeBron... Kyrie.
Gordon Hayward.
By default.
I mean, but he's a good player. I don't know what people be think. He at least showed up against Golden State.
Yeah.
He was dropping 30, so you can't sit here and say he ain't all, you know.
I've never been a Gordon Hayward guy, though.
But you got to look at his stuff. People might not like it, but he impressed me. I mean, I sat there. Nobody else was in the team, but he was actually trying to rumble with them. So
you got LeBron, Kyrie, Gordon Hayward.
Porzingis might make it.
Porzingis might center. Make it this year. John Wall.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yep. You don't have a lot of point guards.
Kyle Lowry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably you'll probably get a lot of all stars that shouldn't be all stars because of the lack of talent.
Well, DeMarcus Rosen's in Memphis in the West.
Oh, DeRozan, I didn't know he left Toronto.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, he's at Toronto. Okay. My bad. Okay. I was thinking DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. You probably get DeRozan up in there. You probably get a lot of guys who shouldn't be all-stars because the talent is so void over in the East now.
Wish you might get somebody to step up, too.
To me, it's a cakewalk. It's a cakewalk for Cleveland.
And oh, don't forget Kevin Love made the All-Star team.
He probably will, again, by default.
Now, he didn't play that, like, I don't know why everybody say he didn't play that bad. Like, yeah, he wasn't doing all that good and stuff, but Kevin Love wanted the meltdown.
He did average a double-double during the year, so.
Yeah, it's, like I said, you get rid of him, you're going to lose a lot, Cleveland fans, but they just, they're so quick. They've been so quick to get rid of Kevin Love, it's been sickening. He ain't y'all prom. Y'all don't have nobody coming off the bench like Shumpert.
It's kind of funny, too, that they want to trade in for Melo, but when you get Melo over there,
you're not going to get no defense or rebound.
They're going to get any defense, not going to get any rebounds.
You're going to work Tristan Thompson to death.
It's going to have to, Tristan Thompson and LeBron going to have to step in and get all the rebounds that Kevin Love got you.
Yeah. And you see what they did to damn Tristan Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
They damn kissing damn David West.
Saw that, too. Saw that meme,
too. Yeah.
Let's switch over to the NFL for a quick second. I wanted to ask you about a D4 quarterbacks. Which NFL QB is under the most pressure to win this year? I'm going to give you four names. Cam Newton, Dak Prescott, Andrew Luck, Eli Manning. Who do you think?
Eli Manning, because they're going to get rid of his ass. I mean, Dak might hit that sophomore slump. He's kind of on house money. But Eli, he's got the scandal, and he's got to have a microscope on him, man. He didn't got to pass too much. Yeah, he might have won two Super Bowls, but how many years was that?
Six, seven years ago.
They barely made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't talk as a Redskin fan. We messed it up, but yo, the Giants ain't won the division in years. To me, the Giants is just garbage.
My dude, I think, who is under the most pressure, I think my dude would be Cam Newton. And here's why. A, you have to come out of that stigma that you had last year. Last year sucked for you. Last year you were terrible. You got to come out from under that stigma, you being a bad quarterback. And two, you got Christian McCaffrey. You're hopefully improving Kevin Benjamin. So I think Cam Newton, plus the fact that the quarterbacks in your division are just sick. You know Drew going to throw for 5,000 yards. You know Jameis got a better crew with O.J. Howard, Deshaun Jackson, Doug Martin. All you fantasy gurus out there, Doug Martin. Once he comes off that suspension, watch out for Doug Martin. And then, you know, Matt Ryan is going to come out there and get it done.
I think they might have that slump, but they should have won that damn Super Bowl. The hell, you ain't going to run no damn run plays.
Joe Flacco was made the most overpaid player by USA Today. His cap hit is the highest in the league this year by nearly $25 million. Since winning the Super Bowl, he has just one playoff win and has thrown the third most INTs in the NFL. Do you trust Joe Flacco to do his thing this year?
Nah, the only reason he won that Super Bowl is because of my man Ray Lewis crying, getting the Lord to help him out. Man, Joe Flacco ain't no leader. Let us not forget that, because the Ravens was teetering. It was a Ray Lewis retirement.
You know the thing. You know the thing though about Flacco that I will say this. He's a run-of-the-mill quarterback.
He's the new Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, basically. Basically, he's the new Trent. But when it comes down to being in the playoffs, once they get to the playoffs,
it's like Eli Manning. Once they get to the playoffs, he might get you there, but you know, again, what has he done in the regular season? He's got like the most interception.
Yes, he has the third most INTs. But I just think that if he can get the Ravens to the playoffs, I think they might make some noise. They're a defensive-minded team. You know, you got Danny Woodhead there. You got Mike Wallace. And look, Mike Wallace is an old cat. I ain't going to sit here and lie. He's an old cat. But I don't have any problems with him.
I think the problem is when they start giving these dudes these $120 million contracts, these quarterbacks, that's been the problem. Because the Giants ain't been good because they paid Eli all this money. The Ravens ain't been good because they're paying Eli all this money. You got to pay the rest of the team. You can't sit here and pay a quarterback $120-something million dollars because Brady ain't making that. And as much as I hate Tom Brady, it's right. You can't sit here and just pay the quarterback and neglect the rest of the team because your team gonna suck.
But at that point, though, the team declined to pick up that option to pay him I think it was $5 to $8 million more dollars.
Who? Or Brady?
Flacco. The team declined an option to pay the extra five. I think it was $5 to $8 million, somewhere in that ballpark. More on his contract, and Flacco pretty much had to bet on himself. Well, he did.
He got lucky that year.
He did that. He went to the Super Bowl and he won it. Now, once you become that Super Bowl quarterback, then at that point you got to pay up. But during the regular season, it's a whole different tale entirely. Now you can make an argument. You can make a case that. Because of the Steelers' defense, the Bengals' ineptitude, Cleveland's devoid of talent, other than Corey Coleman, because I love Corey Coleman. Isaiah Correll, too, he's not that bad. Duke Johnson's a good catcher at the backfield. But primarily, they can win that division. They're the best defensive team in that division. So maybe they can make some noise. We'll see what Pittsburgh does.
Because they might go and beat them up. You know, Pittsburgh will beat you up a little bit if it's the old Steelers.
Pittsburgh got to get their defense better. But I like that offense, though, as long as Montez Bryant can stay off the
weed.
As long as he can stay off the weed. Let's go back to the NBA for a second. Got a lot to cover here, guys, so bear with us. Golden State signed former guard Nick Young, or Swaggy P, as you call him. Is he a good fit for the Warriors?
He's a pretty decent off the bench. He is. He's not going to start.
Yeah.
And that's what they need is a little bit more production. I mean, they already got production off the bench, but now they got these new death lineups. Mm-hmm. So, man, if he can hit, you know, 2-3 threes off the bench while, you know, some of the and their offense is still going, it's just going to make them even more deadlier.
Here's my issue. If you bring back JaVale McGee, and keep in mind, both of these guys played in Washington, and they got nothing accomplished. And I sort of kind of think Nick Young is like in this suspended
animation
of youth.
I thought he was like 20-something. When they say he was 32, I couldn't believe that.
I died laughing. He's 32? That's another reason why he had to go. Because he's hanging out with D'Angelo. D'Angelo, what, 19?
Yeah.
How the hell a 32-year-old got to come with a 19-year-old? But that's neither here nor there. That's
they're teammates.
Yeah, that's a besides teammates, they were hanging out together, and I don't see why you were doing
that. And the dude trying to get with his girlfriend. Yeah. I whipped his ass.
That's a story for another day.
But you see how quick Magic Johnson got rid of him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got rid of him quick for Brooke Lopez, too.
I'm talking about not D'Angelo Russell, the other. Yeah, D'Angelo Russell got.
Well, I'll say this for New Jersey. You got somebody who showed some flashes. Timothy Mozgov is a good effort player. You had to get rid of Brooke Lopez to do it, but you wasn't going anywhere with Brooke. So,
yeah.
We shall see how that works out. That's another
point. Didn't Marc Gasol go to the Celtics?
Not yet. It's been rumored.
That's gonna be an ugly squad right there.
My whole thing is, though, with the Celtics, they still got Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you get rid of him, they got a squad. Because whoever, when he got hurt, whoever was running that squad, man, they beat Cleveland. They just didn't have enough, but.
I don't think that you can really be successful with a 5'9 point guard. 5'8.5, I'm sorry, of a point.
But, hey, you put him on Kyrie. Kyrie don't play no defense.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same thing with Golden State this year. Everybody talked all that trash about LeBron could guard all five positions. Only reason he was able to double-team Steph was because last year he still had that knee injury.
Right.
Because it was the same one that KD had.
Right.
So I sat there and watched how it took. Steph came back early, but I think he still needed another month to get back to his spring.
Right.
But you see how bad the Steph put it on LeBron this year. So Isaiah Thomas is healthy, and you got other people that they don't have to double team. LeBron's gonna have to play on Gordon Hayward. So you're gonna have to put Kyrie or J.R. Smith or somebody on Isaiah Thomas, but he's gonna be quicker than him. So it's gonna be a mismatch if they play it right.
But it's gonna be a mismatch the other way, because I'm not saying that Isaiah don't want to play defense or can't play defense, but he can't play no defense either.
Well, somewhat. I'd rather have him kind of harassing on
hovering
on Kyrie, because he's going to do a whole bunch of dribbles, so he can kind of trap him, especially when he's going downhill, somebody close in. But again, Kyrie don't play defense.
Yeah.
So it's the same on both ends.
We'll see what happens if they get Marc Gasol. That'd be nice, though, if they got Marc Gasol. Oh. That'd be nice. That'd be nice if you get Gasol. All right. Now, earlier in the week, Chauncey Billups was rumored to be in line to be the next GM for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, he got a low-ball offer in a ballpark around a $1 to $2 million range to be the GM, and
he does that as an analyst.
He does that and more probably as an analyst. And Dan Gilbert just lowballed him. Do you?
That's why I had him as a bad front office.
I think Chauncey dodged a bullet though, because by not taking that job. If LeBron indeed does leave in 2018, you know what that team's going to look like.
Man, they're gonna put the blame on Chauncey for LeBron leaving. You already know how that's going to go.
Yeah. That was a good a good stay away from move by Chauncey Billups, because I wouldn't take that job either.
I really
wouldn't have. The Miami Heat parted ways with Chris Bosh. Do you think Bosh should play again? And is he a Hall of Famer?
He might have had a, I don't know. I have to look back at his thing, because mostly he was with Cleveland. I mean, not Cleveland, Miami. That's why I remember him. But he's got heart issues. Just drop it, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a family and kids, man.
And plus, you've made enough money.
Yeah.
And still getting paid from the heat, your contract, that it didn't drop your contract. So they're still paying you X amount of dollars. I can see him maybe going in the front office or something to that effect. But he shouldn't play again. Do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
It's going to be later on down the line. But he was the benefit of the big three and LeBron.
Right.
But he does got chips, though, and he was an integral part. So I don't. He'd be like the next 15, 20 year being a Hall of Fame. Not one of these first ballot joints.
He got two of them. He got two chips. So.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if they put Yao Ming in a damn Hall of Fame, I guess Chris Bosh can go in there.
Right, right, right. Jeff Horn defeats Manny Pacquiao to win the WBO welterweight title. Was Manny Pacquiao robbed?
Yes. He was beating the brace off that dude.
I think because of that decision, boxing has become the biggest joke ever.
Oh, it's a money grab. They want the controversy and stuff, but I can't. It's the same people that they'll score a Mayweather fight because the gimmick is to have Mayweather be undefeated.
Right. And speaking of Mayweather, the price for the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather, the price came out today. To watch it in standard definition is $89.95. To watch it in HD is $99.95. I don't know about you. I ain't buying that fight.
And that the watching on the stream is whatever you pay for cable, because that'd be only way I watch that fight.
I ain't paying $100 for that fight.
Yeah, and the reason I have an issue with it is I remember the their first fight with Pacquiao. And I told a lot of dudes I used to work with that fight killed boxing. And the reason I said that was it didn't have a payoff like wrestling. If the main event of a super fight didn't have a payoff, you just had a boxer run around for 12 rounds. It's going to hurt the business because when another fight comes and it's going to be like, hey, we're going to pay $100, ain't nobody going to pay $100 for this fight. They might because of the novelty, but...
Not me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just hurt boxing.
Right.
Because he made money, but nobody else after him is going to make money.
Exactly. Good way to put it. I'm going to ask you, this next topic, I'm going to ask you about your old quarterback, Robert Griffin III. Have we seen the last of him on a football field?
In the United States?
You think he might go play Canadian ball?
If he's smart, he would. Try to revitalize his career like Warren Moon.
I know his ex-wife is tripping and suing him for so much money.
Yeah.
But he has a new wife now?
A new John Paul.
Yeah. He remarried. Okay. I knew that happened. Like I say, man, I think he's done. I think he is completely done. He's the type of player that has to have offense built around him, and the offense he needs built around him is the conducive to the NFL of today.
Well, I say half and half the NFL is built today. I think a lot of it's been a lot of myths about a running quarterback. A lot has to do to marketing. A lot has to do with the refs because they don't call everything down a lot the middle. Because Tom Brady could do get breathed on and they'll throw the Holy Bible at whoever hit him. But Cam Newton was legitimately getting concussions and no concussion protocol, nothing.
Right. Exactly. All right, man. One last thing, and then we'll get on out here for tonight. It's 11:58 p.m. Eastern Time. about them Spurs. Rudy Gay signs a 2-year, $17 million deal with the San Antonio Spurs. Will Gay push the Spurs past the Warriors?
No. It's going to be interesting, but I really don't.
I really don't see him doing anything. Because my concern about the whole thing, where are you going to put him? Is he going to be your two? Is he going to be your two? Is he going to be your three? I mean, where are you going to put him in the lineup? Jim, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking.
Where are you going to put him in the lineup? I mean, you're going to have whoever's going to be your one. Maybe Manu comes back.
Yeah. They're just getting pieces, but you got to see how these guys play together. I mean, Pop's going to coach them up.
Right.
But you got injuries. I don't know how good Kawhi Leonard's ankle's going to be. I mean, it's over a year, but that took him out. I don't know how much Paul Gasol got left in him.
Right. I mean, what you gonna do? You know, whoever had the point, you take Rui at the two.
Yeah.
You take.
Yeah.
You take Kawhi Leonard at the three. You know, you can have Argers at the four. You can take Gasol to the five. Yeah. We'll see how it all works out. We'll see how All right, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight here at the Sports Report. Let's go ahead and talk about the other fine program you can listen to on RantEMRadio.com. Tomorrow will be a doubleheader. We got the Shining Wizards coming up, I do believe episode 320 of the Shining Wizards, followed by the Rant, episode number 508. Tony C will feel better tomorrow. He called me the other day saying he was sick with a real bad cold. Hopefully Tony C will be better tomorrow. 7AA talk about the week. There's wrestling, among other things. Don't forget, too, Thursday we got a new episode coming through of Rant and Wrestling, followed by Friday we got Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Choppy and my brother from another mother, Phil Rea. And then Saturday we got the What Are You Ruling comic book show with my main man, Surfer. That's right. I said, what are you ruling, damn it? Oh, one last thing. Doom, did you see Spider-Man this week?
Yep.
What you think?
I don't forget all the other Spider-Mans. That's how.
I don't forget all the Spider-Mans.
Yeah, like Toby who? Andrew who?
That was a fantastic movie. If you have not seen Spider-Man yet,
yeah.
If you haven't seen Spider-Man yet, definitely go out there and see it. All right, guys, that's going to do it for me. I'll see you guys next week, 11:15 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant EM Radio. Everyone, please have a good week, and we'll see you next time.